this is the patient that I would certainly admit to hospital right off and treat him medically until he's to the stage where he probably should have some psychiatric therapy and be helped with his underlying alcoholic problem, because if he isn't, he'll be right back demanding the same medical treatment the next weekend. Did you want to go into the medical treatment?
I think that's fine, Ken. Thanks. Perhaps since you led off into the problem of alcohol by talking about situations that occur where you get called to what's essentially a family conflict, this might be a good bridge to go on and talk about family conflict and also to talk about adolescents and children as parts of families. Do family conflicts cause you trouble sometimes?
Well, we seem to be getting back to this middle of the night house call where everybody is upset, and I guess this is truly what an emergency is, when you're called out at an awkward hour and to solve a situation or to attempt to solve a situation that seems to be in drastic proportions to the individuals that are involved. Family conflict, I think, at least I treat it by appearing on the scene and trying to not take sides with anybody in the situation. In other words, I guess we'd call it masterful inactivity is the word that's been used.
And when you go into the shadow of the moon and the moon is between you and the sun, that you see stars that are more brilliant than anything you've ever seen on the clearest nights on earth, or in our east down Sirius, or in the other world of our suns.
Thank you.
How can this be? How can they get by with this?
Need some help? No, I'm enjoying myself. Thank you.
They say liquid means forward, and gunshot means rewind. So my selector, reload your carbine, rewind.
Marshall, Marion, Benny, and the Jets, please. I have non-believers, but...
Right. that house for years, just a little crazy. She goes on and on and so crazy. Yes, Mrs. Miller's house.
The land of the dead.
I did wicked things in my life and bought misfortune. I have been on my way a long time. I do not know when I will get to the end of the trail.
Sound can't play them tune for real.
Creepy old house by the cemetery.
Yeah, she sneaks around, never hardly talks to nobody. Weird.
Real hard. Yes, that old bear and pulled hard and
turned him inside out, and so he run another way.
Yeah, my foot, you putting us on.
You better believe it. I got a lot more of empty bottles in my backyard. You can have them.
Thanks, Mudfoot.
But you gotta get them yourself. I don't have time for that kind of stuff. I'm busy here. You kids gotta learn to do for yourself. That's the trouble today with a lot of kids.
Need gardening done, lady?
Hell yes. Here it is.
Disturbance is a reflection of the family
problem. Hey, Mister, would you read your paper faster so you can give it to me when you're done? And they kind of a kind of bug, us guys are trying to collect papers too.
I was thinking of a situation that I, an unusual situation in my practice, but a situation that I came into contact with a few weeks ago where teenage girl phoned me in the middle of the night saying that she just had a row with her alcoholic father. I guess perhaps I was partly responsible for this in therapy, and that she'd finally gotten up enough courage to tell him off, and he kicked her out of the house, and he was threatening her. And it was quite a difficult problem, and knowing just what to do. She, of course, had to spend the night somewhere else, and the next day the father was quite repentant, but he still continues his drinking.
One encounters this sort of situation not only with alcohol, but other fathers who have poor controls of their tempers, fairly violent parents, various situations. I think one needs a knowledge of the agencies one can use in this situation, as in so many situations with children and adolescents, where oftentimes the bringing in of a child care agency may well be a first step towards moving the parents towards getting some help for themselves.
And kind of summing up the treatment of an alcoholic, would you say then that when you first see an alcoholic that you should treat him firmly and openly and not try to hide the fact that he is an alcoholic?
One who is still alive may not enter.
Look, a living person is there. You must not tell where you have been or what you have seen.
I wouldn't fall asleep if I